Psalm 146.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord, O my soul! I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord.
Today's devotion, Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 146 opens the final doxology of the book of Psalms, and it begins and ends with the same joyful invitation. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord in Hebrews is the word hallelujah, which simply means praise Yahweh. However, it carries a depth of wonder and reverence, as well as a call for our whole being to respond to God. Why do we praise God? Is it because God needs our affirmation? Of course not. Rather, praise is the natural overflow of a heart that sees God for who he truly is. Here in Psalm chapter 146, the psalmist begins by speaking to his own soul, urging himself to worship the Lord for as long as he lives. His praise is an outflow and act of trust, and a declaration that God is worthy. The psalmist goes on to say that human leaders, no matter how capable or sincere, are limited. They cannot ultimately save, their strength fades with time, and they eventually die, taking their plans with them. But God is different. He is the living God and the creator of all things. He upholds justice for the oppressed. He cares for the vulnerable. He loves those who walk in his ways, and he thwarts the plans of the wicked. This is why our hope is never misplaced when it rests in him. So the question for us is this: where is our trust today? In people, in circumstances, or in the Lord? When we place our confidence in God, praise naturally rises from our hearts. Praise becomes the language of trust, the expression of a heart anchored in God's goodness. Psalm chapter 146 ends with a call for the whole community to join in this chorus of praise, for the Lord will reign forever. God is our faithful and eternal King, and the praise for him should likewise be for generations and generations. May we, too, gladly lift our voices to our God who never fails. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let us pray. Dear God, you alone are worthy of all praise. You are the maker of heaven and earth, the one who upholds the weary, defends the vulnerable, and loves your people with unfailing love. Teach me to trust in you, my eternal King. Fill my heart with praise that flows from deep confidence in your goodness. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.